everyday actions to help prevent the spread of coronavirus. Visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. WGNS is here for you. Together, we'll get through this.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Toots knows these are trying times, so how about something to take your mind off of it, even if just for a little while? They're offering takeout, curbside, and delivery through Blue Raider Foods. Toots knows we're all in this together. Check Toots.com for more.
Toots. Good food and fun.
Toots.
Good food and fun.
Toots.
Good food and fun.
Toots.
Good food and fun.
Now you're up to date on the latest national news. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. More local news, traffic, weather, and fun continues with the Wake Up Crew here on News Radio WGNS.
Good morning, guys. We'll see overcast skies today, showers and storms in the area as well. Some of these storms even could be severe, especially during the afternoon. Highs will top out near 67 degrees, winds variable 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for more showers and storms, especially before midnight. Some of these storms also could be severe. Lows drop to 50, and then Wednesday, partly sunny and highs warm into the middle 60s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko. Right now, it's 50.
First National Bank of Murfreesboro. I'm Shelly Rigsby, inviting you to step up your service and switch to the bank Murfreesboro calls first. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, 2230 Mercury Boulevard, member FDIC.
Good morning. Watch the traffic volume increase now as we check it out live. 24 westbound here up by 840 Amabel Road. 840 itself headed over towards Franklin, Williamson County in pretty good shape out here. Traffic still moving right now as we check it out inbound on 41. Nash Painting, serving families and businesses throughout Middle Tennessee. Call Nash Painting, 615-85-PAINT. I'm Commander Chuck.
Back pain, neck pain, hip pain. Fix the pain at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard next to Nachos.
Low back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain can be treated by a physical therapist without a doctor's referral.
Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard next to Nachos.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Moving along here on this Wednesday morning, about 11, almost 12 minutes now after the hour here on News Radio, WGNS. It is hump day. We need a little camel laugh here this morning. John Dinkins, let's see, south end of town. Dalton has the north end covered. I've got the downtown area covered. So we pretty much have all of Rutherford County, Murfreesboro at least, covered like a blanket.
Yeah, it's a shame we don't have snow.
Yeah.
We could do live updates, you know, with the snow. But I guess that's going to be not going to happen this year.
No, it doesn't look like it for sure. I think it's supposed to be 80 by the end of the week. So there are some things, though, even though we're broadcasting from different locations, we can still see each other. We can still share our feelings. And there are some things that we're going to continue to do on the show that are normal things. Well, maybe they're not normal, but normal segments. And here's one right now.
And now it's time for Random Questions with your host, John Dinkins.
And boy, do I have some random questions for you guys today.
Oh boy.
I'm excited. Don't bell you. You sound like you're excited. All right, here we go with question number one of Random Questions. What's the grossest thing you've ever seen someone do in public?
Here the last probably week and a half, cough. Because everybody thinks, oh my gosh, they have coronavirus. Whenever
I'm going to go with, you know, when you're using the restroom and somebody walks out without washing their hands. That one always gets me in a public restroom.
Okay, I was kind of going with, so I see somebody throw up in public. You know, I mean, it's just kind of gross. You know, it happens sometimes. They can't help it.
Right.
I don't want to go into gross detail, but I remember once at Wilson Elementary, I was walking to the library from my fifth grade classroom, and I saw a kid throwing up in the hallway, and I could just see his head. I can still see it in my head. His head was just bouncing. It was bouncing all like he had no control. And
that's an exorcism.
It's something like that. That's what it felt like.
Did it make you sick? Did it make you want to throw up?
No, it didn't, but I did. I quit going to the library because he threw up right in front of where the library is, and I turned back to class.
So that's why he can't read now. He quit going to the library.
What is the first thing people usually notice about you?
My rugged good looks. It was a joke. Nobody laughed, but it was a joke.
It wasn't funny. It was actually just a lie.
I thought you were insane. But anyway.
I would think for me, it's generally I have something with the radio station logo on. So, you work for the radio? So,
yeah, that's probably true for both of you guys, really. You know? Yeah. Do you believe in miracles? Have you had one?
I do. I'm still hoping for that miracle where we don't have to do this show, but I do. I'm going to go with yes. I was, when I was in eighth grade, I had a little accident. I had a little, I had a seizure in my sleep and didn't wake up for 2 days, a little accident. But so I see that as a miracle. I made it through that and now I'm better and not dealing with that anymore. So I'm going to go with yes. Brian?
Yeah, I do. I think that they're very individual. And I think that, you know, when these things happen, maybe we don't even realize that they're miracles, but I do think those little things happen. You know, maybe it's your trip to work was delayed for just a second and then there was an accident in front of you. There's something to keep you from that. So
that's pretty good. Mine, I have miracles every day. When I get in the car with you, Brian, and we drive somewhere and I come back, A-okay. That's one of the miracles of life. The oddest job you ever took to earn a buck?
I've only ever had one job, so I guess that would qualify. I've worked at the radio station since I could drive, so I used to cut grass for money, and that wasn't really odd. I met some odd people through doing that, but cutting grass and working at the radio station are the only two jobs I've actually had. So,
well, that is the same case for me, but I used to announce horse shows as a little side gig, and don't do that anymore, but it used to pay some pretty decent money. I don't know that that's weird, but I did it.
I used to deliver televisions. That's not odd either, but, you know. What do you love on your burger or veggie burger?
Me and you always talk about when we go to ball games, can't have a burger without pickle. A pickle makes a hamburger, and I stand by that.
I stand by that too as well. I think our third party over here, though, will not agree with that.
No pickle for me. Slather a lot of good mayonnaise on it just so I can watch Dalton cringe is what I like to do. I don't prefer a veggie burger either, but got to have cheese on a burger to me.
Got to have cheese, yeah. So that would be a cheeseburger.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Very good answers, boys. In fact, you didn't, you know, act like you – you actually even act like you understood all of them today. So that's really good. That's a look at random questions.
Well, maybe this remote thing is working out better than we thought.
Yeah. And at least we're not hitting each other.
It's true.
Well, that's true. There is sometimes physical violence involved in the show.
Yeah.
Coming up here on 7:18, we're going to check on the latest from Fox Sports, and we'll be right back with you in just a couple of moments.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles. Here's Eddie Garcia.
In news from the Olympics, just one day after it was reported the 2020 Tokyo Games would be postponed, the IOC made it official, announcing the Summer Games would be postponed for one calendar year. NFL news, the league has announced that all club facilities will be closed until further notice due to the coronavirus. Meanwhile, team owners and team general managers are reportedly at odds over if the upcoming NFL draft should proceed on schedule or not, with the GMs arguing against starting the draft on April the 23rd. The Carolina Panthers released former league MVP quarterback Cam Newton on Tuesday. Newton reportedly passed the physical coordinated by the team and his agency. Newton said on social media he is, quote, free and hungry, end quote, for his next opportunity. Former New York Jets wide receiver Robbie Anderson signed a two-year $20 million deal with the Carolina Panthers. The Jacksonville Jaguars reportedly agreeing a two-year deal with former Bengals tight end Tyler Eifert. And in baseball news, New York Mets star pitcher Noah Syndergaard has a torn ulnar collateral ligament in his pitching elbow, left Tommy John surgery and missed the entire
WGNS Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day. If you've been injured, go to johndaylegal.com.
I'm Brian Barrett. WGNS is working to fill the sports void by looking back over some memorable high school basketball games. This Thursday night at 6, hope you'll join me and John Dinkins for the State Farm Retro Re-Air of the Riverdale Girls State Championship victory over Houston from 2018. The Lady Warriors, winners of 7 state championships in the 11 years between 2007 and 2018, have had an impressive 26-3 state tournament record. By the way, their first state tournament appearance was back in 1979. It was the last 6-on-6 basketball game. Warren County, unfortunately, won that one. But join us for the Riverdale win in 2018. That is on WGNS Thursday night at 6 on radio and streaming.
Hey, it's Scott. Gentlemen, if you've been feeling tired and grumpy, it could be low T or something else like sleep apnea. Low T Center now provides an easy and convenient at-home sleep test shipped to your home in only 2 days and receive a CPAP device in as little as 4 days. It's never been faster or easier to get tested, and most health insurance is accepted. Now is a great time to take care of yourself while you're quarantined without sports. To order your home sleep test online, just go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
French's Shoes and Boots is here supporting our community, helping to meet your needs, and that's why they're having a community sale. For a limited time, French's will pay your sales tax on any purchase of boxed footwear. You heard it right. Every pair of boxed footwear bought at French's Everyday Low Price is now tax-free. Together, we can do this, and French's, your hometown store, is here working hard for you.
Shop at French's. French's Shoes and Boots.
1837 South Church near the Dodge dealer.
The Habitat Restore is your home for fresh. Check the Habitat's collection of sofas, chairs, coffee tables, desks, and more, all at a savings of 30 to 70% of retail pricing.
And if you're making renovations, don't throw away cabinets, appliances, and more. Call the Habitat Restore, and they'll pick up your donation.
Visit the Habitat Restore today. We're located at 850 Mercury Boulevard, open 9 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Enjoy the new fresh.
Hearing aid and audiology services with Dr. Sean Lancaster.
There's all levels of hearing loss, which may require different hearing devices.
Dr. Sean Lancaster.
People put off getting devices simply because sometimes don't want to admit that they're having difficulties. The nice thing about the program that I offer is if people get a chance to try them to see if it's going to work for them.
Dr. Sean Lancaster helps me.
See Dr. Sean Lancaster, 608 East Clark Boulevard.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back here on the Wake Up Crew, it is 7:22 now on this Wednesday morning. Glad that you have joined us here on WGNS. Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett, broadcasting here as we normally do, but this is not where we normally broadcast. We're actually doing this by video, and John's at home, Dalton's at home, and bringing it all together. So,
I have a view of my backyard.
Yeah.
I mean, it's lovely. I mean, I have a lovely view. It's dark, you know, but now the light's coming out, you know, sun is rising and all that stuff. So, it's pretty nice.
I've got a view of a gray wall, nothing on it. It's just solid gray. So, it's very pretty.
Oh, I'll get you a picture of me if you like.
That's okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we've got that.
I can see you. You're right up big on my computer screen.
It's that and a gray wall. Wow.
Saying my head's big, Dalton. Is that what you're saying?
No, my computer screen is big.
Oh, okay.
It's not the scale. I got you.
One of the things that we're trying to do is give you pertinent information here about the coronavirus and just to try to keep you informed and on top of that, and had some great conversations with Dr. Dan Rudd, which you can hear on WGNS throughout the day on our Man on the Street Newsmaker segment, sponsored by First National Bank of Murfreesboro. But we're kind of calling this here on the Wake Up Crew, 1 minute with Dr. Dan Rudd on COVID-19. He says testing for coronavirus is still limited, but that is going to change and get better as we go the next several days and weeks.
We're going to see 10 to 20 times more people with the infection than we know about at this time.
So you can be infected and not have a temperature, or is the temperature the thing that you will have?
No, the temperature is a helpful guide, but you can be infected and have no symptoms, especially children seem to be. And one of the things that is particularly worrisome is the concept of what are called super spreaders. This virus has what's called an RO, which is really the number of cases one case generates. So if one person has the disease, how many people are going to catch it from that one person? And influenza has a rate around 1.5 to 2. COVID-19 is running about 2.5 to 3. Especially children seem to be easily infected and mostly asymptomatic, maybe just a cold. And one of the biggest risks is we have a country with a lot of older people, and the older people are much more likely to have severe illness.
Dr. Dan Rudd, and that's 1 minute with Dr. Rudd here on the coronavirus. And, you know, kids seem to kind of spread germs anyway. So that's a good point.
You know, those numbers are frightening when, you know, it said they're going to like double and that kind of thing. And we've already seen signs of that in the major cities. And even in Nashville, you know, one of our major cities in Tennessee, that the numbers have doubled. And a lot of store closings as a result of that too, Brian.
Yeah. One point about the numbers is when you hear the numbers given, just know that that's from a week ago. Because when they come out and say this county and this county have this number of cases and there's an overall number, the testing takes 7 days. So those people were tested a week ago. So I think sometimes those numbers are misleading and it's like, this is up to the minute, but that's not the case. Those right now, the testing takes a little bit of time. But you mentioned store closings, and boy, this has been really tough on small business.
Yeah, they do. And don't let me go too long here, Brian, but some stores that are closing. Apple has closed, Express, Fossil. Now, all of these I need to refer to have dates that they're trying to plan to reopen. So gotcha. It's not a permanent type thing, but at least through probably April 1st anyway. Gap, IKEA, JCPenney's reduced their hours. Kohl's is closed. Macy's, Nike, Party City, Publix closes now at 8 p.m. every night. Starbucks gone to-go orders only. T-Mobile. But more workers will be assigned to focus on online orders and parking lot pickup, which they've been doing quite a bit of. Tommy Hilfiger. Trader Joe's are open 9 a.m. to 7 if you have a Trader Joe in your neighborhood. Home Goods, Marshalls, and TJ Maxx closed for 2 weeks. Ulta Beauty, Under Armour, Urban Outfitters, and Victoria's Secret. But on the bright side, I guess, if you're thinking about jobs, Amazon wanting to hire 100,000 people and Dollar General's wanting to hire. So if you want to get out there and work, there's some jobs available.
And there's nowhere to spend your money because all the stores are closed. So you can just save up.
Well, that's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
Here is one thing that I think that we can do. If you do get out, restaurants are offering takeout and to-go and delivery service. So that's one way that we can help our local businesses, restaurants, and things of that nature, which this has really been very tough on them. We're going to actually hear from Peter Demas later on today about how tough it's been on that particular industry. But places like French's Shoes and Boots, they're still here to serve. We mentioned earlier in their spot that they're offering to pay your sales tax. And I think we can do that hopefully in a safe way and continue to put some money into the economy. That's going to be important.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, hopefully some of these businesses open as long as possible. We may get to the point where it will really be strict. And, of course, Target has a grocery store. Walmart has a grocery store. You know, so if they have groceries, they probably can stay over. So, Dalton, I guess you can still buy clothes. They'll just all be from Target and Walmart.
That's right. All my clothes are from Walmart anyway.
We'll be right back here in just a moment on the Wake Up Crew.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
guys. Low T Center is open for normal business hours, and their goal is to help you be the best and healthiest version of you, and most health insurance is accepted. If you're concerned about social distancing, whether you are a current or even a new patient, Low T Center can help with at-home treatment options that are available. And just a reminder, if you're feeling bad, have a fever, please stay home. To learn more about getting a quick health assessment and at-home treatment options, call 615-603-3542 or go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
Our people, that's the difference. Maples Realty and Auction.
I'm Betsy Maples Taylor with Maples Realty and Auction Company in Murfreesboro. Here's a look at our upcoming auction.
Bid live or online on this upcoming auction. A charming three-bedroom, two-bath brick home in a quiet neighborhood with a one-car garage, new paint, and carpet. The live auction will be held April 4th at 10 a.m. More information or to bid online, head to MaplesRealtyandAuction.com.
Maples Realty and Auction.
This is a paid legal ad.
I'm Attorney John Day. When an unsafe floor caused injury to one of our clients, the insurance company refused to pay a fair settlement. We took her case to trial, and a jury awarded more than 20 times the pre-trial offer. Her life was changed forever. Now each case is different, and we can't promise this type of result for every case. But we can promise that when you hire the law offices of John Day, we'll work hard to help you. If you've been injured, call me at 615-867-9900.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:30 here on The Wake Up Crew. We're glad you're along with us here for this Wednesday morning. It is March the 25th.
It's time to call or text your birthday, 615-893-1450. Birthdays or anniversaries, call or text us, and we'll announce the names around 8 o'clock this morning. One lucky person will receive a sweet treat from Simply Pure Sweets Bakery and Cafe on the east side of the square.
Tina Fox is today's good neighbor of the day. She's a bright spot on an otherwise cloudy day and is always so positive. So she's going to receive some flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts.
Time to get a local news, weather, and traffic check brought to you locally by French's.
French's Shoes and Boots.
French's wants to remind you that they're here in the community, here to support your needs. They're open. They're still here working to help you. And for a limited time, French's will pay your sales tax on any purchase of boxed footwear. That's at French's Shoes and Boots.
Good morning, guys. We'll see overcast skies today, showers and storms in the area as well. Some of these storms even could be severe, especially during the afternoon. Highs will top out near 67 degrees. Winds variable 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, chance for more showers and storms, especially before midnight. Some of these storms also could be severe. Lows drop to 50. And then Wednesday, partly sunny and highs warm into the middle 60s. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko.
Right now it's 50.
Good morning. Traffic still moving right now, coming out of Coffee County here into Rutherford. Still lighter than normal here on 24F by Walden Road, Sam Ritter.
From the WGNSRadio.com News Center, a local news update with Ron Jordan.
News Channel 5 is reporting there are 773 confirmed cases of coronavirus in Tennessee. Their count comes from combining official numbers reported by individual counties, with numbers released daily for the Tennessee Department of Health. Deputies from the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office have arrested two men and charged them with multiple vehicle burglaries. 26-year-old George Adam Parker of Almaville Road in Smyrna and 29-year-old Stephen Loki of Manchester, each charged with one count of auto burglary and three counts of attempted burglary. Parker released on a $12,500 bond at hearing set for April 29th. Loki's being held on a $22,000 bond at Rutherford County Adult Detention Center. His hearing is April 2nd. Congratulations to seven new certified deputies now with the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. Deputies earned their certifications after graduating Monday from the Tennessee Law Enforcement Training Academy in Donelson. Deputies spent 12 weeks at the academy in both classroom and practical exercises. As coronavirus precautions continue to necessitate more time at home for everyone, Rutherford County residents are urged to check their mailboxes and stacks of mail for their 2020 census forms that for the first time can be filled out online as the April 1st Census Day approaches. This year's census means tens of millions of dollars could be gained for public services such as schools, roads, and health clinics for the next decade, if an accurate count is captured of the thousands of new residents that have moved into the community since 2010. News on demand 24/7 at our website, WGNSradio.com. Follow us on Twitter at WGNSradio or log on to Facebook.com/WGNSradio and click the like button. I'm Ron Jordan, News Radio WGNS.
On air, online at WGNSradio.com. On the go with our mobile apps. News Radio, WGNS, Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
A nagging hip, back, or shoulder tension. You don't always have to have a doctor's referral to fix these problems. Amir at Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard.
What is direct access?
A person's ability to see a physical therapist without needing a doctor referral.
Star Physical Therapy on Rutherford Boulevard in front of Walmart.
It's cleanup time. Time to make your home or business look
fresh.
The Habitat Restore has floor tiles and vinyl planks to give you that
fresh
look. Not only do you save 30 to 70% off regular retail pricing, but you also help a local family accomplish the dream of home ownership.
Fresh.
Habitat Restore is located at 850 Mercury Boulevard. We're open 9 to 6, Monday through Saturday. Enjoy the new
fresh.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases like coronavirus. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you're sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. WGNS is here for you, on air and online. Together, we'll get through this.
Technology for your home's heating and air system, the Daikin Fit from Precision Air. It's quiet, takes up less space, and uses less power. Chances are, even if you had a unit installed in the last few years, you can still save money by switching to the Daikin Fit. Precision Air. Online at precisionairtn.com.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 as we continue the Wake Up Crew here for a Wednesday. Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton has disappeared, John.
Oh, good. I mean, forever or just for a while?
I think just for this segment.
Okay. Well, we've got a special guest today.
Yeah. Do you see her?
I do see her. Yeah. Yeah.
As yeah. We're broadcasting from different locations today, like the world needs another Barrett on the radio, but...
Bobby. Yeah, well,
I mean, if you change your minds, I could replace Dalton. I might be better at it.
I like her already. Let's sign her up. No.
Isn't that the truth?
We kind of thought she's got a lot of time on her hands right now.
Yeah, don't we all? In terms of some of this, so that's kind of what we thought we could talk to you about. So not being out of school, all that kind of thing. I know sometimes kids look forward to being out of school, but this is kind of different.
Yeah, I'm already tired of it.
So why is that?
Because I can't see anybody. Like, if I had a chance to go out and do things, it'd be perfectly fine. I'm not allowed to see anybody. I'm not allowed to leave and actually go out. So it's just irritating.
Irritating.
So how do you guys communicate? Well, how do you communicate with your friends, Bobby? I mean, right now, what's the biggest thing you do?
A lot of Snapchat and FaceTime calls.
So the phone bill is going to get higher.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah. So have there been efforts on your part to get out and you had to confront Dad? Have there been any instances of that?
We had one little run-in about that. And then after that one, it wasn't very much, but there was a little argument.
Oh. According to this radio program, you never get in any trouble. So that's all I've ever heard. You're perfect. That's what Dalton says.
Well, in comparison with Dalton, I mean, that's totally different ballpark. But it was about, you know, it was the day before Superintendent Spurlock said, you know, to defeat this thing, we can't have kids going out together. And I think some of that was happening early on. And we were just trying to feel our way through it as parents, and because this is something that nobody else has ever had to go through. And but we do try to fill our time. I think part of the problem is sometimes you spend so much time with family now, and it's like you need your own space at some point. So everybody's going through some difficulties. But Bobby, you've been doing a little landscaping project, I think. I paid for it.
I started digging the flower bed, and then I just dug up the entire thing, planted new plants in it, and I have to finish putting the mulch in it today. So,
well, when it gets dry enough, you can mow the yard, can't you? Won't that take some time or off your hands? Or
yeah, I would have done that yesterday, but it started raining.
Yeah, Well, I'm sure you'll get, Brian, it looks like you'll get your yard mowed much more frequent than you did earlier with the other guy.
Maybe. Who knows? We'll see. The jury's still out on that one. One thing I think it's neat to bring up that there is still some school going on. And, Bobby, you take some AP classes at Siegel High School, and that means you're actually getting some instruction, right?
Yeah, it's AP and dual enrollment classes that are doing online stuff through Zoom, which is kind of irritating as well. But
irritating how? That it's Zoom or?
That it's, if I'm doing school, I just want to be in the building doing it.
Yeah, I can see that. Well,
you have to pace yourself. It makes it difficult. I agree. I agree with her on that. I think, that's the best part of school is not only getting the work done, but the socialization of all of it. Right, Bobby?
Yeah. And like, I want to be around the people and the teachers especially, too, because I need help. And I ask a lot of questions. Y'all both know I ask a lot of questions and stuff, too.
Yeah. Boy, don't.
Well, I can understand that. You get frustrated, don't you? Because you don't have anybody to ask.
Yeah. And it's very irritating doing stuff online. And there's a lot of people on one server that are talking over each other and stuff. And the teachers have the power to mute people. So if I'm asking too many questions, they're just going to mute me as well.
Boy, I need to figure out where that mute button is. But
I'm in the background right now. So,
well, that's sharing just a little bit of how we're all getting through this coronavirus here on the Wake Up Crew. Back to wrap up the show here in just a second.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company. And by now, you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company. We handle everything.
Hey, it's Scott. Gentlemen, if you've been feeling tired and grumpy, it could be low T or something else like sleep apnea. Low T Center now provides an easy and convenient at-home sleep test shipped to your home in only 2 days and receive a CPAP device in as little as 4 days. It's never been faster or easier to get tested, and most health insurance is accepted. Now is a great time to take care of yourself while you're quarantined without sports. To order your home sleep test online, just go to lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's healthcare.
The Blue Raider Fan Source for officially licensed Middle Tennessee gear is Raider Tees. T-shirts, caps, sweats in all sizes, designs, colors, children's to plus sizes. Raider Tees has decals and license plates to show everyone your favorite team. Plus, check out their wide selection of Blue Raider art, jewelry, even golf tee markers. Show your Blue Raider pride with the largest selection of Blue Raider merchandise anywhere by shopping Raider Tees, 910 Ridgely Road, just before the bridge over Broad behind Chewy.
Fleet Feet Murfreesboro is locally owned and operated, dedicated to providing superior fit, function, and style for Middle Tennessee runners and all fitness enthusiasts. This is Fleet Feet owner, Krista Dugosh. We focus on providing you with the running and walking shoes that fit properly. Come see us at Fleet Feet, next door to Carrabba's.
The Villages of Murfreesboro gives you freedom from taking care of a home. No lawn to mow, no food to prepare, just focus on enjoying life. I'm Sue Hall, inviting you to take a 2-week vacation at the Villages of Murfreesboro and see if it's right for you. You know you want to try it. Call the Villages of Murfreesboro, 615-848-3030, right now and take a 2-week vacation here. The Villages of Murfreesboro, on Willow Oak Trail, in the gateway near the avenue. Just what you need.
The Wake Up Crew with Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Back with the Wake Up Crew here, our final segment. Want to say good morning to everybody at Junior's Foodland, 323 East Main, just off of the Murfreesboro Square. You know, you don't have to choose between everyday low prices and weekly specials at Junior's. They have both. And they make it a point to offer customers the best deals all the time. They're running new specials every week. Got new specials this week. And don't forget their Pick 5 for $19.99. You can mix and match any 5 meat and frozen items for just $19.99 at Junior's, where in their produce department, their fruits and vegetables, always fresh, whether grown locally or across the world, you get the quality and variety that you deserve, that you want each and every day. That's Junior's Foodland, 323 East Main. They're just off of the Murfreesboro Square. When you stop in and visit, tell them that the Wake Up Crew from WGNS sent you.
I'm so glad we had this time together.
Well, me too. And I hope everybody enjoyed the show. It's been kind of a different experience for us, but I don't know if seeing each other in this light, John, is good or bad.
Oh, I think it makes us softer, gentler. You know, I think we don't get on each other's nerves as much because, number one, I can just walk away.
Well, the thing that I can do is I can do this.
That's true.
You can't see me anymore. I'm just gone. I've disappeared. Like a magic trick.
You need to clean your room, son.
Do not.
See a pair of shoes there. What did we learn on our show today?
Well, I'd like to squelch a rumor.
Hmm.
Oh.
Yes. That Bobby Barrett is not going to be taking Dalton on the show. Although the ratings just went up that 5-minute segment she was on. They went to the roof. So, but she just, I don't think she could handle the hours. I just don't think she could.
She seemed
a little grumpy at 7:35 to me.
Let's see. She used the word irritated about 7 times, which, you know, I keep a daily count and we usually get into the hundreds. So
I really think she was irritated just being on the show.
Well, she was next to me. She had to sit next to me and I think that irritated her.
But she had that little dog with her.
That's true. It follows her around everywhere she goes.
So, yeah. I mean, you know. So you're stuck with that dog when she's gone.
Yes. And it loves me when she's gone.
Oh.
He's here. It hates my guts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we're That's all kind of like that. Yeah. I'll beat you to it, John.
Oh, I have no comment on that, Brian. I will rest my case there. But Dalton, glad you're back. We missed you those 5 minutes you were gone.
I was right there. I was 2 feet behind where I'm sitting right now. So,
goodness. Well, we'll be back tomorrow morning. We'll continue the conversation and try to get us all through this situation here. So I hope you'll join us tomorrow for the Wake Up Crew. We begin just after 6 o'clock here on News Radio WGNS. For John Dinkins.